And the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio.
Welcome to The Good Living Show. I'm Michelle Thomas. I'm going to host a great show today. We've got two incredible guests. And I say that every week, but you know what? This week, it's near and dear to my heart. And we're going to talk about something that some people know about and some people don't. And it's called villages. I'm first going to welcome my guests, Lise Jamieson and Marie Johnson. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lise is from At Home in Greenwich, and Marie is from Spry. And they're going to talk about what those two things are. So I'm going to let Lise go first. She's been a regular on our show, been here a couple times.
Thank you.
But today we're going to broaden it a little bit and really talk about villages, about what they're doing in the nation and what they're doing local. All right. So tell
sure,
us a little bit about
Home
in Greenwich.
Okay, sure. A little history. So villages, as you use it, is really aging in place programs. And we throw out those words a lot. But for our benefit, what it means is, and how it began, is folks in Boston, about almost 20 years ago, built a system to help people stay exactly in the home they love and the community they know as they age. And so the question was, well, what does that look like according to what town do you live in? And so as it spread around the country, we have over 250 villages throughout the country, all called different things. We happen to be At Home in Greenwich, but they're all called different things. They use the same model. And we have about 150 in formation. And this is a program that's going to stick around because it's beautiful in its simplicity and it works.
I go on the website a lot, to the Villages website, Village Network, to see where they're going and what's going on.
Everywhere.
And they're just popping
everywhere.
Up everywhere. And some of them are in formation stages. Some of them are very established, like At Home in Greenwich and Spry.
Yeah.
But, you know, as people go into areas and find the need, basically, we're looking at more villages. And I think it's becoming more and more important. We know statistically people want to stay in their home. And what are we going to offer and how are we going to bring services to them to help them stay in their home? And I, both of you two, and Marie, we're going to talk about Spry in a minute, but both Lise and Marie are social workers. So that helps a great deal when you're dealing with folks and their needs and resources. So I think that's a big plus. So, Marie, let's talk about Spry for a minute. Tell us where Spry is, what village, and what they do.
Yes. Yeah, so Spry has just celebrated its 8th anniversary.
Yay.
So we're still we sprouted and we are becoming
Spry has sprouted.
We are becoming a more mature organization now. We serve 4 communities: Harrison, Portchester, Rye, and Rybrook in the lower Westchester County area. And Spry doesn't have that at home in the name of the town or staying input. It's Spry, which we like to say is a state of mind, state of being. It's being Spry in your community.
I love the name.
And it's a great name, and it's a great organization that has helped a lot of people with services that they didn't know really are offered in that their community. And one of those services that we offer is round-trip transportation to and from essential errands, like medical appointments or dental, grocery shopping, hair. Sometimes we'll take a sick pet to the vet if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are you know, services that people may not be able to have because they've stopped driving. So we're really happy to serve the community in this capacity. And right now we are part of a village, and I must say, you're right, Lise, being part of the village, being part of the network, is you receive a lot of support from them.
Mm-hmm.
You receive information on procedures, policies, protocol, which helps anybody that wants to start up a village should join the village because they offer a lot of support.
Right. I think, too, and we talk about what villages actually services that they offer to folks, but although some villages offer rides, not all villages offers rides, and I think that really, we're looking at social, you know, help people with socialization, bring services to them or offer services away from the home so that they can get out and see other people.
I think of it really as a safety net because, you know, there's some folks who are saying, I'd love to meet new people and I'd love to find a new chum to go to the movies with.
Right.
And that's beautiful. But you know what? The bottom line is sometimes they need something repaired. Mm-hmm. And do they want to look in the phone book? Are there phone books anymore? Or they need a quick ride. And even if they've not stopped driving, no one drives themselves to a colonoscopy or to get their eyes dilated. At least they shouldn't. And if you do, could you call me so I stay off the road? but it really... And as a social worker, I like to, you know, I sometimes have family meetings. We talk about next steps. We talk about, so what is your house going to look like after you have that hip done? Because it may be a little more difficult to be mobile in different little squishy parts of your house. So it's in its simplicity, it's a beautiful model that really can be helpful to anybody, regardless of functioning.
So let's talk about typical months. I would say typical
day.
There's
not a typical day either. I don't know.
No, I would say typical day, but there really isn't a daily. But I know that through the month there are activities and things going on, and what? Why would somebody call and say, "Hey, I think I want to be a member of this"? And we're going to talk about membership and different kinds of members and things like that probably after the break. But let's talk about what's, you know. First, I'm going to start with Lise, and you'll talk about kind of typical, and then Marie, if you can add some of the things that you might do. So let's talk about
a typical month. You know, we'll have the book club, a music thing. We'll go out for lunch. We'll go out for dinner. If there's a really cool, which there always is a really cool exhibit at the Met or at the Whitney or right now MoMA's the big hot topic, you know, we'll be making a trip there. So we really try to catch what's really popular and what do our folks want to do. This is all member driven. You know, we need to really focus that it's a membership organization. People are not passive recipients of services. People are absolutely involved saying, I want to do this. I want more of this. So that's how we drive really what we do. And so those are the kinds of social. But, you know, I always get phone calls for rides to medical appointments. Mm-hmm. And I give out, you know, a bunch of, you know, dozen, at least maybe 60 or so referrals to other stuff.
Right.
Whether it be a massage therapist in the home or...
handyman.
You know, handyman, exactly, to fix the little honeydew list. So it really varies. So the months are different. And I noticed, you know, after the holidays, I tend to get more phone calls from kids because the kids have taken a peek and have either been like, what? Or the kids have said, hey, this is terrific. And they've called me just to say, thanks so much. I don't know how you got my mom to do XYZ, but I couldn't do it.
What a great holiday gift, a membership.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's seriously, true. You know, we think about, I used to give my parents a membership to the botanical, you know, gardens or something like that. But a tremendous gift.
Right.
A safety net. Membership.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Something that you know that they've got, especially if you live far away. My parents are in Florida, and there is not a village in their area.
Not yet.
And, you know, even in Sarasota, the one is still
surprising. I talked to them
just
years
forming.
Ago they tried to get up and running.
But just ours aren't. Ours are mature and really taking great care of people.
Well, we're one of the oldest in the country, and you can tell. I mean, we really caught the bug. It appeared, the model appeared in New York Times magazine in 2006, and we all caught the bug thinking, oh my gosh, that would be amazing to pull that off.
Anything to add to your kind of what you see in a month?
So our months, our calendars of activities and programs, I like to think is very robust because this year we held over 50 different programs that attracted 600 people. Members that came to the programs, and that's 600 people that may not that may have just been, you know, staying at home and not getting out. And I like to think that the programs were, you know, very a lot like yours, going out to lunch, educational programs, entertaining, making sure that it's a good mix of movies and just making sure that if someone needs a ride to any of these programs or activities, we can certainly do that. I have a pool of wonderful volunteers, about 45 who are drivers.
Congratulations. 45 drivers?
45. They're all different times that they're able to drive.
I understand. It's beautiful.
But they're at my beck and call to help out. So we are prepared at any given day, and even if we have to act sometimes like within 24 hours notice, we can, if somebody really has a, an emergency.
Yeah, stuff pops up, right?
Right, exactly. But any given day, I know Elise does, we're very, very similar in our villages. We're out meeting people, talking about membership, talking about fundraising, talking about the community and how we could best support. You know, I use the word support a lot, or augment. There are senior centers in our both of our towns and cities. We're there to really support each other and work together to make sure that the seniors living there are able to you know, tap into different
services. It's all about options.
At any given,
it's all about options.
All about options and all about staying at home. We know the AARP has said that 90% of people want to age in place in their homes. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we hope to, you know, meet that need.
I think as time moves, too, we're going to see that even more and more. And we've talked about this, even my industry with home care, that people do want to age in place. And as the, you know, we talk about boomers all the time. I'm sure the boomers are sick of hearing about themselves.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
thank you for asking. Yes, thank you.
Okay, boomer.
We talk about a lot how, you know, people will age, more people will age in the nation at an alarming rate. Mm-hmm. But I think that people are different in different generations, and our generation now is a social generation. Mm-hmm. So as we adapt and change, organizations like this will also adapt and change and say, okay, you know, if our tech-savvy people want to have a video game conference, then that's what we'll have is a video game conference.
That's right.
Who better to talk about that?
But. That's right. You could talk to me.
That's right.
I think you make a really good point, because when you think of senior citizens, and I never call them senior citizens, I call us older adults.
Older adults.
Because we are pretty different. Mm-hmm. And I think that people, when they think of, you know, white-haired people, they're sitting in a chair knitting. Well, yeah, we have white-haired people sitting in a chair knitting. In our membership, we also have people who are world travelers, mm-hmm. who use us kind of on a retainer. I know you are, Lise. When I don't call you, that means I'm good, and I'll circle back when blah, blah, blah happens. So I think it's important to know that seniors are absolutely vibrant, and they're out there, and they're interested in interesting, and they kind of have us in their back pocket. So if they need us, they use us.
If you just tuned in and you think this conversation is really interesting but don't know what we're talking about, we are sitting here talking with Lise Jamieson and Marie Johnson. Lise is from At Home in Greenwich, and Marie is from Spry. And we're talking about villages and what they do and how they are. And we're going to get into some really interesting topics, because how do these things even exist? We're going to get into funding and membership and all kinds of things after the break. I'm Michelle Thomas at The Good Living Show, and we're going to be right back in a minute.
When my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, his doctor told us that he would soon need care and attention. They also told me it's important that I have support and not be Colin's only caretaker. We found a wonderful solution here in Fairfield County for both of us with Osborne Home Care. Their in-home personal care staff is specially trained to care for people with all forms of memory loss. And Hope, the registered nurse case manager from Osborne Home Care, is so good at anticipating his needs. She is also ready to help if his care plan needs to be adjusted. It's exactly what we both need to manage Colin's condition.
Osborne Home Care is an affiliate of the Osborne, the area's premier senior living community. Visit OsborneHomeCare.org or call 888-9-OSBORNE for more information. Osborne Home Care, Connecticut, license number 0000933.
All right, we're back with the Good Living Show. We've got Lise Jamieson from At Home in Greenwich and Marie Johnson from Spry telling us everything we need to know about villages, and there's a lot to know. So I promised after the break we would talk about, one, funding, how these villages are funded, two, what a membership looks like and if there are different kinds of memberships, and three, kind of how you get a hold of these folks. So we're going to start with funding. And because I'm kind of close to the villages, I work closely with Spry, I know that every bit of funding helps. Not only do we do both At Home in Greenwich and Spry do large galas or fundraisers every year. There's always mini fundraisers and Giving Tuesday and always trying to get funds, because this is not an inexpensive journey, giving rides and making sure that people have reliable people that they can call for services. So let's talk both. We're going to talk to Marie first about kind of their annual event, and then how to raise funds. And then we're going to talk to Lise about hers. And then we're going to talk about membership. So you've got 2 seconds. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead and talk about it.
So it is remarkable about what we do every day based on the fundraising and the donations that we receive. Spry really relies on loyal and dedicated donors.
Yep.
We don't receive state, city, or federal funds. We do receive some small grants to help us. Those are usually restricted grants to do a program. But when I walk into the office and I turn on the light, bam.
And it comes on.
And it comes on. It's because someone sent $100.
Yeah.
Or I'm able to do what I do in the office with computer equipment or what. It's because of donations. And without those donations, we wouldn't be where we are providing these services. But membership is also an important. Membership's very important to our fundraising and you know, the bottom line of expenses. And at least you could tell me a little bit more about your membership. But we offer a very affordable yearly membership rate. That means you have 2 rides a week. So that's 8 a month that you're eligible for. And we have the associate memberships, which have become very, very popular for a lesser fee. And you may not need rides right at that particular time that you're signing up, but you're welcome to receive material and phone calls from me about upcoming programs. And then you are tapped into what we do every week, every month. And those associate memberships are very valuable because you become a supporter and you know what Spry does. And it may lead to a full-time membership down the road.
Nice. So we do the annual event. So we have like a gala. I know that Spry has theirs in the early fall-ish, October-ish. When is yours, Lise?
September.
So around the same beautiful time of the year. And then annual appeal, which is coming to an end this year and will be starting soon in the new year. Also a way that both agencies or both programs get funding. So let's talk about your membership a little bit.
Sure. We have, you know, we've done it the same way for 12 years. We have one membership, and that avails people to the social, the transportation, our vetted service list of 110 vendors, and me. I don't charge separately for my assessments, my meetings, my talks with the families, or any of that. That's rolled into the membership fee, and it's $500 per year per person, or $650 per household, whoever is comprised of that. And that's how we've done it. And again, same deal. No United Way money, no state, fed, town. And we really look to people to, you know, love our mission and to help us out. And if it's somebody's passion, if they get it, they say, my aunt, my mom, I get it, my husband, they, you know, they send us the money, and every dollar is incredibly valuable.
I think both of these wonderful professional, resourceful women are selling themselves a little short. They are both social workers. So if you call and there is a need for community services or something that needs to be vetted, either one of these ladies will get on the phone, figure it out, work with you. I know I've worked with both of these women on different cases and different issues that have come up, and just take attention to every little detail, making sure that their members and the clients that they serve are taken care of, and, you know, from every detail. So I think that's something we need to absolutely make sure.
It's true that no know. Is not in our vocabulary, nor was it on the agenda, you know, in the syllabus at school. It's always, well, let me figure it out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me make a few phone calls. And resourcefulness, I think, is really the key to what we do. And, you know, if services overlap a tad in the community, I think that means we're doing a good job, because that means no one falls through the cracks.
Right. And I think it's, you know, overlap might be a word, but I think really compliment. So we talked about senior
centers.
There's
a lot of complimentary.
There's a lot of complimentary services that go hand in hand, that people belong to the senior centers and are a member.
Exactly.
And
we encourage that.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. Go for Italian and lunch at the senior center, but come to the Met with us. Right. That's good, healthy living, right?
I think it's the best. And I think that when we talk about folks, and I've seen through Spry, and I know through Lease with some mutual folks that we work with, that it is all kind of every level, from the very independent to, I really just want to be social. I want to go on the boat ride. I want to go to the cruise to nowhere, or to the Met, or to a museum. And then it is some of those people that are really homebound.
And need the 24/7.
Yeah, right. With caregivers, but, you know, not only somebody overseeing that part of it, but also overseeing the everything from doctor's appointments to, you know, trips to the dentist or whatever it takes. I think that is something that people don't realize, that the folks that are running the villages and are overseeing this are really navigating through it all. And, you know, whether you're in Mount Vernon with Granamon Village, or, you know, Darien with That Home in Darien, it's something that you should be reaching out to. So we're going to figure out how they reach out to you guys, because you're going to give them your information. And then we're going to look, if you live outside of that area, and probably not so much, I'm sure you could call Marie for anything in Westchester and she could put you in the right direction. And then the same thing with Lise here in this area, Connecticut. But let's first find out how they get a hold of Lise at Home in Greenwich. Phone number?
So our phone number is 203-422-2342. And our website is athomeingreenwich.org. We're a nonprofit. And we have a sweet little 4-minute video on our website. And that alone is worth the price of admission.
Absolutely. And we're going to link these phone numbers and this show onto the Osborne Home Care website, and we'll
Thank
give
you.
That out as well. So sometimes when you're driving or you're sitting, you can't write the number down that quick. So, Marie, how do we get a hold of Spry?
I can be reached at 914-481-5706, or my email address is director@spry.org, and our website is spry.org. And I encourage you to try any one of those numbers or emails to reach out to me. Always checking, always looking through my phone and checking in to see if there's some need that we could certainly help out with. I do want to respond back to the uptick that we tend to see during the holidays, or right after the holidays, with a lot of children who are flying in from different parts of the country. And I want to make sure that children know that we're there for them, to give them peace of mind, because 9 times out of 10, my office is about a mile from your parents. So just knowing that I'm there and you're in California and we make a connection could maybe, you know, lessen some anxiety for the children who have aging parents and they don't live in the town.
I think we do need to really talk about that too. So you think about, you know, I'm an adult child, you're adult children of older adults. And, you know, you think about, oh, our life is, well, we'll call mom an Uber. You know, we'll get her to the doctor. It's not a big deal. But oftentimes these volunteers make such wonderful relationships with the members' clients that it's more than just a doctor's visit. It's visiting. It's getting, you know, some really needed time to talk to somebody. And when we talk to the volunteers, that is part of the beauty of this whole organization, that it truly is a grassroots organization that is taking your neighbors who want to help people and bringing everybody together to say, okay, you know, what are the services that we offer? What's, you know, Mrs. So-and-so's expertise volunteer? Great. Why don't, maybe she can read to somebody, or, you know, the rides. And, you know, and I know that At Home in Greenwich has volunteers like this too. Spry has a gentleman that is very versed in, you know, knowing different kinds of, you know, Chinese and Hunan and all the different Oriental cuisine. So that's his big thing, is to take everybody out and tell them all about it. And it is one of our biggest you know, popular events, of the year. So I think if we can talk about the volunteers for a minute and how wonderful and how you know, awesome.
It makes a very large community feel like a very a smaller, manageable mm-hmm. community. And that's mm-hmm. a beautiful thing. Greenwich is 61,000 people. That's not that big. But once you start putting people together, members or volunteers, and you mix them all up, you hear the conversations, which is so fun. They'll say, oh, my God, I remember you from the PTA. Or our kids stayed at the same bus stop. Or remember Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. It is so adorable to see. I mean, mm-hmm. people have made connections all the way around, mm-hmm. you know? And it's really fun to hear that. And, you know, my mantra always is, and Lori's sick of hearing me say this, but it's always, you can't have too many people that care about you. Mm-hmm. So, wow, if somebody knows that you're struggling with, you know, a bum knee that you're reluctant mm-hmm. to get done or something, and they say, hey, Sue's going to love this dine around. I'm going to pick her up because I know mm-hmm. she's going to need a ride. They anticipate. Are you kidding me? That's a beautiful thing. They anticipate the needs of the other members and they come through for them.
Yes, I have to echo that, Lise. That is, you can't have enough people in your life. And at Spry, we have an established care team that we're able to talk to each other. If somebody knows somebody that might need mm-hmm. A phone call or a letter, well, the team is in place to reach out to that Spry member.
It's kind of funny. We've heard from people that have had, you know, a situation, medical situation or whatever, and they're like, okay, you know, I got so many cards. It took me forever just to, you know, open them all. And you don't realize what that can do for somebody until somebody tells you about it was just overwhelming, but in a great way. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. really, really neat right. stuff. Mm-hmm. So volunteers kind of help you guys run the office.
Absolutely.
They help you.
We couldn't do it without them. Yeah. We're absolutely reliant on them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
They do the rides. They do friendly visits, so reading and talking to people. I know several members who have taken up on those type of things. We've got a minute left, and I feel like we've just the tip of the iceberg already. So Lise Jamieson with At Home in Greenwich and Marie Johnson with Spry, please, please, if there is somebody in your life that you feel could use any of the services that we talk to, reach out to these folks. You will not be sorry. And we're going to end our show with a happy holidays to everybody. This is our last show before the holidays start. And we wish everybody a happy holiday. We will see you in the new year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Special reports, articles of impeachment.
The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested.
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, as top Democrats announced charges against President Trump. Schiff said the president sacrificed national security for his own self-interest in dealing